Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. And it's Barb, and I am thankful, as you know, to be here with you today and to share this message of God's love for you with you. I think you guys might be surprised. Maybe not, but I still want to share with you how many times I will read and I will write and I will plan and I will lay out the message for this week, and God will blow that away. And so that's what happened again this week. And so I will share not at all what I had planned, but what I believe that God has for us. The message this week is to be bold. To be bold is not something that I know how to do naturally, that I grew up doing. I was very shy. We lived out in the country. We didn't go out much. We didn't, you know, come into town or anything. And sometimes when I left school for the summer, I wouldn't see other kids again until we started back in the fall. So I was very, you know, they use the word backward, and was not outgoing at all, not an extrovert. Still to this day, that is how I am. I'm an introverted person, and it's hard for me to go out of my way speaking to someone I don't know. But we are called to do what God is calling us to do. We are called to be bold. We are called to share what God is giving us to share, and not to worry how it's received. That part is so hard for me to accept, that I am to deliver a message that God is calling me to do, that I am to be bold in the ways that I am to do it, and that I am not to worry how it's received. That's so out of my comfort zone on all parts. I'm not someone who's bold and who goes out and speaks to strangers. I'm also not someone who doesn't worry about what people think. And so this that God shares with me in different ways on different days, basically telling me to deliver the package and get off the porch, isn't me. I worry, do they open the package? Did they return it? Did they try it out? But that's not for me. That's their relationship with what God is giving them. That's between them and God. What I'm called to do is to be bold. And in any circumstance, I am given the opportunity to testify, to witness, to be a tool that God uses to bring others to Christ. So this week, Dave got a new vehicle. And I wasn't with Dave when he initially went down to the dealership in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and got the vehicle that he had asked them to get in, that he wanted to try out. I wasn't around. He did that. And when I got home, he said, here, look at this. This is something that I'm interested in. Now let's take it back and I'll think about it. So I rode back with Dave. And as soon as I saw this young man, this salesman, I recognized something different in him. I could see that there was a light in his eyes. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen when a person is lit from within? When God is filling them and the joy is almost as you can reach out and touch it. So, as the negotiations began with the sales manager. And I believe that's why Dave took me down there in that role of, you know, being a negotiator and seeing what would be put on the table for the deal. I sat a table away from the young gentleman, the original salesperson that Dave had dealt with. But in the midst of everything and working with this man about the price and different things, I felt compelled and I became bold. Compelled is that where you know it's not you doing it. It doesn't originate as a thought in your head. And it will not leave you. So in your discerning, is this from God or is this, you know, something I've come up with? You will wrestle with the angel and it will not leave your heart. God will not let you go or let it go. So negotiations are going on. I don't know this young man. He is a stranger to me, but I felt compelled to ask him. In a dealership, in the front showroom, asked him in front of others about himself. And as he began to tell me about himself, I reached in my pocket and I laid the cross. Remember my pocket cross that's always with me on the table. I looked down at it. I looked up in his eyes. And he said, by the way, you guys, his name is Isaiah. And he started to tell me, as people were passing by and doing their thing, and the sales manager goes in and out of another room, but Isaiah quietly began to tell me about his childhood that was plagued with anxiety. He never had a father figure in his life. He can remember growing up so filled with anxiousness that he just didn't know how he could bear another day. And he said he remembers the moment as a young man, he was 16 years old, when he asked God to give him peace. And peace was what God gave to him. And I asked him how he knew that. And he said it was the first time he could take a full breath. Amen. Isaiah is now in his second year of ministry. It's a 3-year program, and he's selling cars in Parkersburg. But God is raising him up to be a tool to save souls. Amen. Be bold. Do what God calls you to do. Let others see God's light in you. I remember feeling very blessed that day, this past week, to meet Isaiah. But the reason I met Isaiah was because God has blessed me with eyes that can show me. And God has blessed me with a spirit that grows bold. Bold enough that I can ask a stranger about his journey and share mine with him. So is that the end of the story? It is not. Nope. Dave bought that car the next morning. But when he went down, I asked him to take something for me. And I gave Isaiah a devotional that's called Jesus Calling. And inside, I wrote a note of encouragement about his journey, because I feel strongly that as Isaiah is growing in Christ and doing what God is calling him to do, I was one that was put in a path, in Isaiah's path, to encourage him to help light that journey, to help show him that he is on the path that God has chosen for him. Be bold. Do what God's calling you to do. When I talked with Isaiah, I came back and the scripture that was so strong was this. In John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, dear God, sweet Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for our blessings. Thank you that in each moment we have the opportunity to see, to become aware. And in doing so, something ordinary with your blessing becomes extraordinary. For this extraordinary time, this extraordinary moment, to share your love with others. All the glory, the praise, all is yours, Lord. And we just thank you and we love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.